You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Let's get inspired. It's no secret that stories can create a powerful connection between two people. Whether it's funny, meaningful, or playful, opening up to your loved ones can break down a lot of barriers. Using the power of story, we wanted to celebrate 1 year of Drop of Inspiration. So we created an audio collage of Young Living members sharing their aha moment, a time they realized Young Living was the real deal for them. Each of these members recounted an experience that left an impact on them. Let's take a listen.
My name is Bethann McCarthy. My biggest Young Living aha moment was definitely during Silver Retreat. I got to go out to the Utah farm in Mona, and when we were there, they were distilling juniper. And so I actually got to see the Seed to Seal promise firsthand and realize that this is absolutely no joke. It's the real deal. And I got to see everything from the plants being dried out, going into the distillery, and then into the testing lab and straight into the bottle. And the best part was that I actually got to take one of those bottles home. So to me, that was just an aha. I absolutely want to be a part of this company forever.
I'm Amanda, and my biggest aha moment was probably when I saw the raindrop technique used and it was effective. So when I saw that and I saw that it could help people, that was like, oh, I can use this.
My name is Sherelle. When I was talking to my immediate upline, I would say, well, this is what's going on. And so she would always provide me with encouragement and something that would help me with whatever issues I was going through.
I'm Julie. Honestly, it's the community of Young Living and the amazing people that I get to meet and spend time with. It makes my heart full. And obviously the oils themselves.
My aha moment actually came in listening to episode 15 as Ed Daly was speaking about mindful eating and whole life wellness. I've actually been on a journey in all of this in the last year, and that's actually how I came to Young Living to become a business leader, is it went hand in hand with my purpose and my passion of eradicating all the chemicals in our life, whether it's in our home or in our bodies. And so this episode went perfectly with what I am looking to achieve. When he spoke about the Hari Hachibun process, I had never heard of that, but certainly it makes sense, and I will look to pause during my future meals for sure. It also gave me quite a bit of thought when I heard him say that every time you eat or drink, you are either feeding disease or you are fighting it. And that will stick with me, hopefully, for the rest of my life and something that I will share with others. Finally, when he spoke about sugar being 8 times more addictive than cocaine, that is a wow. And I will look to educate all of those that I come to speak with.
Hi, my name's Christina Mosley. And my biggest aha moment with Young Living, it probably had to be last year at convention. It was my first time going to convention and hearing Gary Young speak. He really spoke to my heart. I had so many moments. I was crying, laughing, smiling. It was amazing. I'm so happy to be blessed to be part of this family.
My name is Natalia, and I have been a part of Young Living family for 3 years now. But my aha moment occurred during last year's convention, where I visited Mona Farm, saw real people and real passion. At that time, I was looking for ways to start women ministry that God put on my heart. And at the convention, I saw how people from all over the world care for each other and for people around them. Wellness, purpose, and abundance. That's what I desire to bring to women. Confidence, healing, and acceptance flow directly out of this mission that will empower those women to raise strong, healthy generations.
Most of us would do just about anything for our family members. These ladies shared a personal side of Young Living.
I'm Angela. My kids have made me stay. I don't want them to have a toxic world. So the more that I teach people about non-toxic lifestyle, the hope would be that my children would have a less toxic world to grow up in.
My name is Sylvia. I joined I joined Young Living like maybe close to 20 years ago. And I used them off and on for a long time. However, when I had my child, I realized that the oils are for everybody in my family. And that was my big aha moment, because I used to just use them for me, and I thought it was only for women, and it's for everybody. You know, my husband uses Sutra now, and my son uses all the kids line, and so my family is, you know, everything turned around, you know, and that was my big aha moment, that it's just a lifestyle and everybody in my family benefits from it.
These members shared their stories of feeling invigorated and passionate about the potential to build their own business.
Sherry, I think it was in August of 2016 when I discovered that I was very close to being executive. And I had bought the product 3 years earlier, and with the intention of only using the product, because I thought the oils were just magic. And suddenly when I was an executive, it was time to make a decision. And my aha moment was when I looked into the company and I really talked to my upline, and I realized the integrity carries through into the business that the oils possess.
My name is Jennifer. My biggest Young Living aha moment, it actually came not too long ago. It was the realization that in order to set and reach the really big goals in this business, I would have to agree to grow out of my comfort zone and develop a skill set that I don't have prior, that I didn't have prior.
Our product set us apart with our Sea to Seal promise. Listen to these aha moments that include some favorite Young Living products.
Hey, hey, everybody. My name is Jen. I think that my biggest aha moment with Young Living is starting to use the products above and beyond the oils. I loved Young Living oils when I first started. That's what brought me to the brand. But as someone who likes to save money, it was really overwhelming to start thinking about adding on these other products. But as I started using Thieves, I've realized that one bottle under my sink replaces 10 or 20. And so just the Dutch girl in me loves that I can use one thing and get rid of all the other stuff.
My name's Paula. When I found Vitality and that you could drink it, you know, truly beauty does come from the inside out, and what you feed your body is what your body's going to give you back. But when they came out with the Vitality line, I knew that you could now ingest it opposed to just topical.
My Young Living aha moment came about 2 years into using Young Living. I'd been using them as well as other essential oil brands, and I finished a clinical aromatherapy program as a holistic nurse. It was in areas I was interested in, and as I finished it, you know, one of the big concerns that came up was the quality and purity of oils and distillation process, and I just had this aha moment, you know, on my box for my premium starter kit was their Seed to Seal promise. And I said, why am I messing with anything else? Why would I bother not knowing? I mean, I want to know where my food comes from. I want to know where my oils come from too. I've never looked back. I started clearing out all of the other brands, and here I am. Now I'm sharing Young Living with others because of my concern over purity and quality and how we can use these oils to support our wellness. And I wouldn't change it for 1 minute.
In December of 2015, I took part in a virtual make and take. I got samples of many oils plus recipes to make some fantastic products. Also included were products already made up. I was hooked. I knew I wanted a kit, but the price scared me and was afraid that I couldn't afford it in my budget. So I began saving all my silver, and a year later, I purchased my kit. So exciting. All I can say is, I want more. If you are passionate, you will find a way.
Hi, my name is Charlize. My Young Living aha moment was when I was on the quest for chemical-free living, and I found that they really had it all covered for me. Something that reaffirmed that decision for me, the skincare line, to be specific, that I realized that, everything that I was putting on my face probably wasn't that good for me. So it was nice to find something that was.
My name's Maria. I'd say just how much oils can help people, how much they can do, the empowerment.
We were blown away with the amount of members we had sharing their stories. Each of these members shared a part of their journey with us, and it definitely left an impact. Now, we hope you're feeling ready to share your own story. Take time to share a moment where Young Living made an impact on you. Share your story in the comments below, or find a loved one to start a conversation. We can't wait to hear how it turns out. Thanks for joining us on Drop of Inspiration. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Until next time.